I still hope that your mustache is growing strong. Remember to click that link in the description, guys and gals. This will help support men's health to solve the prostate cancer, testicular cancer. Alright, mental health, suicide prevention. Movember Foundation gives back 72.9% of all proceeds last year. Raised over $18 million. Please, please, please donate. Help us out. Help your friends out, your brothers out, your dad's out, your grandpa's out. Alright, guys? I've been doing this for 9 years. It's a big foundation for me. Really enjoy it. I grow my stash out. It's growing. It's looking sharp right now. I mean, that's probably a lie. But I enjoy it. The wife, she doesn't. But she understands what it's there for, you know, to stand up, to let people know, to remind people this topic matters. Welcome to Rant While Driving to Work. My name is Jay Recker, your host on the duration of this drive. I talk about random topics while driving to work. And today, since Thanksgiving feels like it's going to be tomorrow, it's coming up, my family and myself, which is just my wife and I, man, that was like really melodramatic. It was, at first it was like this large amount of people, and a couple people, and then a bunch, and then like two. All right. Trying to think what we want to do for Thanksgiving this year. Do we want to go out and buy a bunch of stuff and cook things? We're not sure, though. I suggested Chick-fil-A cater, and then maybe if not, we might do a Boston Market cater, and we'll see how that goes. And you know, it's just the four of us, and so we have picky kids. So picky kids are tough to cook for, and sometimes Thanksgiving doesn't. You know, they don't like the kind of stuff. They don't want the stuffings, and they don't. My son sometimes will eat ham, and sometimes he won't. He's in that picky stage. We're just, you know, a year or two ago, he just ate everything you gave him. It didn't matter. He loved everything. Now he's getting his own little taste buds in order. Yeah, it's sometimes difficult, you know? The girl has allergies to dairy, so, you know, actually, you know, no mashed potatoes with butter and milk. And so macaroni and cheese has to be fake mac and cheese. It has to be fake cheese and... So, you know, the Chick-fil-A option has, it seems looking better and better and better. You know, they've got nuggets and they can have some salad, and sometimes they both eat salad, sometimes they don't. They used to a lot. So we're thinking about doing that. We were going to go down and see family, but with finances and we're trying to be a very strict budget, it just wasn't there. A lot of extra expenses happened this year. That cost us some money. And our van broke down, and it seems like it's down every other month. You know, put a few thousand minimum into that, and about 3,000 into the animals, the pets that we had to put down. And then, you know, we're just paying for health as well, you know, son's speech therapy and different things, chiropractor visits. So, it's a very expensive year, to say the least. So, the family trips aren't going to happen. No Thanksgiving travel, no Christmas travel. We're just going to stay where we're at and invite people to come to us and see what happens. So now we're like, well, if no one's coming, then where do you want to eat the most? You know, that means there's no cooking. I mean, some heat some stuff up maybe, sure. That might be the ticket. That might be the meal ticket. it's funny. It's funny because we're talking about food. We are just recently moved to a different room in where I work. It's a dark room. There's every desk has a desk lamp, and there's about 20 of us in this room. I think it was about 20. There might be 16, 18, 20. It's an even number. I have no clue. Anyways, you get the idea. With each one with a little desk lamp on. And it's just so dark. Always dark. We do this for quality control reasons and so forth, but now it's just, I'm trying to get used to it. I first started working this job and was in the dark room, and I got out of the dark room for several years. Really enjoyed it. I'm back in the dark room. So my eyes need to adjust. The lifestyle needs to adjust. The things get slow later in the day. Just, if you're in that dark room. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. That's fine. It doesn't matter anyways. Yeah, I still can't remember why I even was talking about that room in the first place. Wow, this is one of those, it's going to be a long day, isn't it? Yeah, jeepers. And it just seems like this week, I've been getting less and less accomplished because I moved in this new room and I'm trying to get situated. There's new desks and it's the same people I've worked with. They're just in a different capacity. Roles are shifting and changing. It's ebb and flows, ups and downs, lefts and rights. It just seems like I'm not able to get all my work done in the 8-hour day. A couple times, just, the last couple episodes, I was coming in early. I'm going to try and do that, but I can't get there before the sun's up. I can get there like 15 minutes early, 10, 20 minutes early, but, not, like, seriously, like, people get there like an hour and 45 minutes early. It's like, I got to be doing other stuff. I can't leave my wife to take care of and get the two kids ready for the day like that. It's just not, that's not fair. So I try to make my time after work, and, the last few weeks the building's been closed, like, pretty much right at 5:30. Not say it's 6, but, really can't get much done. Before it was open to like 7 or 8 o'clock, so you could kind of stay later and get some more things done. So now I've been taking my work home with me more and more, and that's been getting difficult too. Yeah, after a long day, all you want to do is not do work, and so I'm continually doing it. So a lot of things on my plate, before the week's end. I don't know when this will actually air, so but still, this week's been just crazy for me. We all can relate to this, I think, but I hope everyone has everyone's work is going good, I hope. Yeah, and on top of all the moves, I'm gonna travel soon. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna go into India. And all that means is I can come back with some tasty reviews of some movies I saw on the plane. That's what I'm really excited about. Have an episode or two of that. Because there's some good and really bad movies. But honestly, I'm probably going to watch Dora the Explorer, the live action. I'm going to do it. I may be looking forward to watching it. I don't know much about Dora. A couple episodes, a couple books. She has a backpack that's omnipotent, I think. And talking monkey. And, she's got like a friend who's a bull or a cow, and she's a human. The fox Swiper. I really can't wait to see how they're going to put Swiper on the big screen. Because, is it going to be an animal that comes through the campsite and, like, takes everything and they go, oh, it's Swiper, that box Swiper, no swiping. I want to hear it. I'm a child. What can I say? I never grew up with Dora. It was way past my, way past my generation, but because of the kids. Every now and then, we'll get into that. And we might have even had a DVD. Yeah, I think we had a DVD cartoon. I think that's where I know most of my Dora is. It's like 2 or 3 or 4 episodes on the DVD, and you put it in the van and pop it in, and it kind of repeats itself for a couple days. Kind of know it. Like, one of the DVDs we watch in the van and my son watches is the Chipmunks movie. And I have not seen, like, probably 1 minute of that movie, but I've heard that movie like 5 or 6 times. So it's like an audiobook. Like, oh man. Oh, so bad. Plenty of movies to watch though, so don't you worry. I could probably watch, I mean, it's a 10-hour flight, then you have a 5-hour layover, then another 10-hour flight, and the same thing going back. And coming back, I might have a 10 and then a 3. Yeah, it's going to be pretty bonkers. I could literally watch, I'm probably going to watch at least 2 on each leg, so 4, so 8 movies at least. And then, you know, try to sleep. Gotta sleep a little bit. Gotta rest the eyeballs. It's not good sleep, of course, but it's something. Because, man, when you get there, it's good. It's forever. Go from Tampa to Germany, Germany to India, and then back. And, you know, leave on a Friday night, land on a Monday at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then you get your bags at like 3 or 3:30 in the morning. You pass the immigration. It takes an hour and a half to get to the hotel. So we're talking 5:30. You know, maybe get a couple nibbles for a breakfast maybe somewhere. Maybe. And then sleep until, I don't know. So if I go to bed at 6 and then I go 6 hours sleep. I'll probably sleep for like 8 hours maybe. So what is that? How many hours could I possibly go with that? I mean, 4 hours makes it 10. Another 4 hours makes it 2. So, and then I'm up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then get some lunch and take a shower and then get some dinner, sleep as long as I can, 10, 11 o'clock at night, so then I can go to bed and wake up and go to work the next morning by 8 o'clock in the morning. So, I mean, it's a pretty quick turn. I mean, I'm lucky. I thought they were going to make us work that same day. Like, hey guys, we're landing, we're in the room at 6 o'clock, we'll see everyone, you know, we'll see everyone at noon. See ya. Yeah, so I'm glad that wasn't the case. You know, a nice 4-hour cat nap. So like I said before, 4 hours, man, you can sleep, that's enough. Just gotta tell your mind that's the case. So it's gonna be a exhausting trip again. But, you know, whatever. Tomato, 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 potato. Yeah. But when I come back, which will be, you know, shorter than you think. Before you know it, bing, bang, boom, back. Yeah, then we'll go through some of those movies and you know, we'll see how my dark room anxiety has shifted since then. Yeah. And car just cuts me off. Fine. Alright, guys. Until next time, remember, click the link below. Alright, please donate some money. Grow your stashes. Text me or tweet at me your pictures of your mustache, your glorious stashes, however they may be forming. Let me know. Hashtag RantMo. Alright, we're gonna try the hashtag game. RantMo. Alright? Thanks, guys. Bye.